This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From gutters to landscaping, from replacement windows to a full basement remodel, and everything in between, it's time for the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show. Now, here's your host, Big Time Mike McGivern, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host this week. He's the owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin. He's Bingo Emmons. Bingo, how you doing?
Doing great.
Hey,
well, going to be on a Sunday morning talking to you.
Well, it's a Saturday morning, so you're a day ahead of time. This is exactly where you'd want to be on Saturday morning to talk to me.
Yeah, time flies by.
All right. It does fly by. Hey, before we get to our special guest, and I'm excited to have Buck Buckley on today. The Nary Home Improvement, the 26th annual golf outing is coming up on July 15th, and raising money for the Nary Milwaukee Foundation. I know that that you guys aren't going to be able to get out there this year, but it certainly is a really good way for the Nary people to kind of get together for the day and raise money for a great cause.
You don't even have to be a Nary member. You can help contribute. The Nary Foundation is a great cause. You can donate gifts, your prizes. They're taking all the CDC precautions. It's going to be a safe event. If you have a foursome and wants to do golfing and you want to help join in, it's still not too late to sign up. I know they're getting pretty full because of the precautions they were going to take. But they're also looking for prizes. So if you have something in your company, you want to brag about something in your company, you want to put it in front of all these contractors that are all going to be there, you could donate a gift to the foundation. They'll be glad to put it in part of their prizes.
Yeah, you bet. And if you don't know about the Nary Foundation, the great work they do, you can go to narymilwaukee.org and take a look at the foundation page. And it's the educational and charitable arm of Nary Milwaukee. And I can tell you that I'm a big fan of the work that the foundation does. Hey, Bingo, real quick, Skills USA. I know you're a big part of what Skills USA does here in the state of Wisconsin. With schools trying to figure out, are they going to open? Are they going to have kids in the building, outside of the building? Have you heard at all from the people at Skills USA and how this has been affecting them?
We were told not to judge. We actually had a meeting. We said, let's quit judging. Let's start planning. Let's start setting up. They're going to start doing schools. I heard all the different plans from 50% of the people are going to be in class. So they're going to go every other day. But they really want to get it going because this is affecting, it's good to, Skills USA does such a great job helping people with jobs and employment, and especially with what's happened with this pandemic. We think that Skills USA is going to be a big part to helping people get trained, for the professions they get into. Because we still have a workers shortage. I can't believe it. If you talk about unemployment and all those contractors that said, we still have a workers shortage. So we need to get people pointed in the right direction.
I agree. And through you, I've learned a lot about Skills USA. And I really like the work that they're doing. And they've had a big impact in some areas in the country. And they're starting to have a really big impact here in the state of Wisconsin. So if I can help at all with Skills USA, let me know, Bingo, because I certainly will do whatever I can to help them, get going again and get their footing back in the state and start working with our high school kids, because I think that's really important. Hey, I like when we have first-time guests on this show, and I get a chance to spend a lot of time on their website. I talk to them a little bit. I talk to some people that have done some work with them, and our next guest is a guy that I spent a couple of minutes with on the phone yesterday, and I got a feeling we're going to have a fun show today. He is Buck Buckley, and he's the owner of Buck Buckley's Total Basement Finishing, and you can go to buckbuckleystotalbasementfinishing.com for more information. Hey, Buck, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Mike. How are you?
Good. You know, from basement to beautiful, right? Isn't that what I should be saying throughout the show here? From basement to beautiful. They are located in Delafield, Wisconsin. And again, it is, you go to their website, there's a ton of information, a lot of videos that I watched today, some that Buck did, some that some of their employees at his company did. Very informative and kind of fun, to be honest with you. Pretty upbeat. And when you think sometimes about having some work done in the basement, you know, it's not the most exciting thing that you can think of as far as what you want done in your house. But after watching and being on his website quite a bit this morning, I need to talk to him next week, because there are some things that they do that I think we're going to probably need here at our house. Hey, Buck, can we talk a little bit about your background, where you grew up, and how you got into this industry?
Absolutely. What would you like to know first? My background and my history is, you know, I started in this business basically with my Uncle Sam when I was 14 years old, and I guess I fell in love with my Uncle Sam, so I fell in love with what he did and how he did it. And that's really how I got started.
Where did you go to high school and stuff?
I went to a place called Highland Park High School.
Okay. So you grew up down in the Illinois area. How did you end up here in Wisconsin?
Oh, that's a great story. You want the long story, the short story?
Your time, brother. Whatever you want to tell us.
Well, you know, I always had my dad's up there right now, and I always had a love for Wisconsin. And when I got the opportunity to come up here, I grabbed it. I was with a company down in Illinois called, a little company called Owens Corning. Have you ever heard of it?
It's a small little company, sure. Yeah.
Small little company. And, you know, we were in the basement division out there, and they asked me if I'd like to come up to Wisconsin and run the division. And of course I jumped at the chance. And when I got up here, which was, wow, close to 16, 17 years ago, there's just no doubt that I fell in love. And that's really how I got started up here. And when 2008 hit, you know, everybody had a hard time, and Owens Corning did. And it was a great time to open my own business. Owens Corning was kind of going down at the time, that division of Owens Corning. So I opened my own business, and I think it was, Mike, I guess December of 2010, because I opened up in March of 2010. In December of 2010, Owens Corning went out of business in just Wisconsin, that division. Owens Corning's a great company, but just that division. And I opened up a mold, mildew, and moisture-resistant material division of Buck Buckley's Total Basement Finishing.
Hey, did you always have that, you know, and I talked to Bingo about this a lot, and I've talked to other guys, Neary members, that are owners of companies. Did you always have that kind of entrepreneurial, like, heart and head? Was it something that you thought about opening your own company for a while before you did it?
That is a great question. Thank you, Bingo. Thank you, Mike. Yeah, I guess I did. I always wanted to be, I guess, in charge of my own ship. I saw how other people ran their companies. And, you know, you always see how people run their companies. And you go, well, this is, I like this, but I don't like this. Well, I was kind of steering for I don't like this. And when I opened up my own company, I knew that this was the right seat and the right place that I was in.
Boy, that's I like that, and I enjoy talking about that personal side of companies. I never had that. My father was a bricklayer and a mason, and he worked for some companies here in Southeast Wisconsin. And I've got two brothers that have started their own kind of companies and gone off and done their thing, and I don't know if it was always a fear factor on that, but it wasn't anything that I ever, like, thought about. And it's interesting when I get a chance to talk to guys like you and Bingo, who, you know, Bingo's, his son Zach is going to be, you know, the guy now soon. I think next couple of years, I would think, after talking to Big O, to run Creative Construction of Wisconsin. And it's been six generations for the Emmons to be part of and to do what they do with Creative Construction. And, you know, anytime I get a chance to talk to somebody for the first time, I'd love to hear kind of that background. Has it? I can't imagine that you have not had a number of sleepless nights, at least in the beginning of opening up Buckley's Total Basement Finishing, correct?
That is correct, and that's the short answer.
Yeah, that part of it, I'm not sure. I don't sleep as it is, Buck, and I'm working for Entercom Milwaukee, so I don't know why I don't sleep. But the guys like you, they are located out in Delafield, Wisconsin. The area that you guys cover, all of southeast Wisconsin, and then you go over the border a little bit and do some work for people down in northern Illinois as well. How many employees at your company, Buck?
We right now got 14 and total with some all of our contractors, because I kind of hold them separately and together at the same time. We're probably about 22 now, 23.
Hey, and this was what's happened the last 3 months with COVID-19. How much has that changed how you guys go to business, how you guys do your business? And are there has anything happened the last 3 months where you were forced to change the way you do things that now you're thinking, boy, even if we, you know, get back to normal one day, we're going to continue to utilize that?
Yeah, what a great question. You know, overall, you know, your first question too, have we changed anything? The answer is, of course we have. We still have the standards. We still have our vision, our mission, and our values. And when the COVID came out, I wanted to get all of our sales reps certified. And so they all got certifications from the International Association, that's hard to say in the morning, of Certified Home Inspectors for the COVID-19 safety guidelines. And that was the start of it, to make sure that we took care of the customers. But the whole philosophy of the company has not changed. It really went forward to, you know, it's kind of like a clock. I'm at 12 o'clock and I'm up there and my staff is at 3 o'clock. If I take care of my staff takes care of the customers at 6 o'clock. Can you kind of see that, Mike, in
sure.
your mind's eye?
Yep. Yep. I can.
And then the customers take care of the company at 9 o'clock, and the company will always take care of me. But, you know, when it comes down to it, we've got to take care of the customers. And that has been the key. And we do it with a really specific, what do I call it, mission in mind, which is a wow service. And that's what we call it. We just call it wow service. We go above and beyond in everything that we do, and we ask people to complain. So, you know, when it comes down to it, we say, no, what can we do? And, you know, the first answer out of everybody's mouth is, oh, there's nothing. Everything's great. But if you really pry, they say, well, could you pick up some bricks for me? I'm a little bit elderly. You know, we say, absolutely. And we just do it. We sweep out people's garages. We plow their snow. We do whatever we can to go above and beyond for everything that we do. So,
hey Buck,
when you come
I don't
think
that,
hey, fun,
go ahead, Bingo.
You kind of passed over to kind of quickly about how you did training and stuff, and that's just, he said, you know, besides him and other Nary contractors, we're all doing that, and I'm really glad that, you know, the Buck is a part of the same program too as a lot of other Nary contractors are. We didn't just quit and say, oh, what are we going to do? You know, and then we're not worried about how this is going to affect us and what are we going to do? And we're not worried about ourselves. You notice all the stuff he said, how he helps out other customers, how he trains his employees for how to protect your customers and stuff. And I just love that thing about the whole Nary family, about how we all work together on this whole thing.
I agree, man.
Be more right on target.
Hey, before we get to a break, you know, Buck, with the mission statement, as you had talked about for your company and growing up working for your Uncle Sam, I would assume that if you think of him, you would have to believe that he kind of had that servant leadership kind of heart, because I don't know if I've talked to a ton of companies with Neri, and I have, but to be able to say, hey, look, if they say, if we're working with a woman who says, or a man who says, look, I actually could use a little bit of help with getting some bricks out of my garage. Can you help me with that? That's not part of the contract to go down and make a man cave in his basement. And I'm wondering where that, do you believe that servant leadership heart came from your Uncle Sam?
It's not only my Uncle Sam, but my father. We always did something more, and my mom too. I was surrounded by great people, and my mom and dad and my uncle were a huge part of my life. And they kind of, I always kid around that they built the foundation before they ordered the roof shingles.
There you go. That's good. He is Buck Buckley. And Buck, I don't know if you know Zach Emmons or not, but if you want to know where he got his, servant leadership heart and the stuff that he does above and beyond, you talk to Bingo and you meet Deb Emmons. And that's where this young man has gotten his. And Creative Construction is in really good hands. Whenever Bingo decides, hey, you know what, I think I'm going to go half days here for the next couple of months, his son Zach's ready to take over. And it's interesting because your two companies remind me of each other a little bit. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I've got some specific questions for Buck regarding his company and some of the things that they do. You can go to Buck Buckley's TotalBasementFinishing.com. Buck Buckley's TotalBasementFinishing.com. Spend 10, 15 minutes on the website because there's some really good information about a number of things that they do. And we'll continue our conversation with him on the other side of the break. This is the Neri Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Welcome back to the Neri Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host this week is Bingo Emmons, owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Hey, Bingo, a number of times that I've had you in studio when we could go in studio, we talked about man caves. And you were like, man,
I'm looking in this gallery. I'm looking for a Kelly Green man cave. I can't find one.
Hey, you know who can do that for you? Buck. I'm telling you, he can do it. I've been on his website. There isn't anything these guys can't do with a basement. Hey, Buck, can we talk about the process when somebody calls 262-383-3917? Talk about the process. And do you guys come out to them? Do they come to your office? How does that work?
Great question. We answer the phone live, and we set up an appointment with them. At that time, we actually send them out a basement finishing science book. And, so many people don't realize that the basement is really, the environment is a lot different than the first floor or the second floor of any house. So we want to educate them on what a basement environment really is. And forgive me for all of the people that use drywall, but drywall is a great material for the first floor and up, but it's not a great material for the basement environment, period. It soaks up water like SpongeBob. So what we do is we give them the book, and then we make another touch to make sure that we remind them that, people are busy these days. So we remind them that they have the appointment. Our reps come out. They are two of the most fantastic guys you ever want to meet. And they really find out, what are you doing? What do you want to do down there? What's the whole purpose of it? And once they get the purpose of it, they help you to buy, or they help our customers. We call them our fan club. To really just buy a basement, and we teach them how we design it so they have the best space available for what they're using it for. From there, oh my gosh, an appointment can take anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes, and I guess our customers have a probably about 60 to 90 minutes worth of questions. So we want to make sure they understand that it's their house. It's their house. So we're very respectful to everything going on and making sure that they do it the right way the first time. Once we get into the house and they say, hey, we would love to have your basement. We help them out with financing, making sure that they know about financing, because guess what? Not everybody does. We make sure that it's affordable on a monthly basis. And our two reps are absolutely fantastic with that. They really understand what's going on, and they're heartfelt about it. At that point, if we are the company for them, which we hope we are, we go forward, and right away we start the process of setting up a pre-production visit. And that pre-production visit is where we come back and our production manager, David, literally makes sure that everything's to code, everything's by federal law, everything is just nailed out so he knows what's going on. For the inspectors, and there are customers inspectors, and from there we go into production. It's a great process. It's easy. We make it as easy as we possibly can, Mike.
Hey, you had talked about drywall is great for the first and second floor. Basement is a different animal. And looking on your website, you guys obviously very proud with Everlast wall paneling system. And I have to tell you that what caught my eye this morning as I was on your website. Can we talk a little bit about that product and how much better it is in the basement than to be able to use traditional drywall?
Absolutely. Our product, the Everlast Wall System, our exterior and interior product, is one specifically designed for the basement environment. It is, I can't call it it's not concrete board, but it is a cementitious type of board that is a resin. And it literally can hold up to water. You can stick our materials in water for a day, a week, a month, a year. they just don't absorb water. And they don't absorb moisture. And that's really the key, because a lot of people's basement, they say, hey, my basement never floods. We have a dehumidifier in the basement for a reason. And that reason is moisture. And when moisture hits the back of a piece of drywall that's sitting up against a cement wall, as it were, and you have that fiberglass there as a barrier, and then you have the paper on the some on the drywall. That moisture gets a hold of each one of those, and either brings down your fiberglass I don't even care if it's a half an inch, but it gets to the back, and then you start smelling that musty smell.
Right.
That basement smell, and you just go, no, I don't even want to live down here anymore. So that's not good for you.
Nothing I want to add to about that. The problem with drywall in the basement is if it gets mold on it, you cannot repair it. You have to be removed. There's no other way.
Yep.
I mean, the system that he's talking about is way better than drywall. I mean, people put drywall in all the time. I'm being a plaster stucco guy that we know. There's no way to repair drywall in the basement that gets wet. Once the paper gets wet, no matter what, you have to remove it.
Right. Yeah, and Bingo addressed that if it does get wet, it just soaks it up like dry, like SpongeBob.
Well, and looking at some of the things with the panel, the Everlast wall panel, that jumped out at me is 197% stronger than drywall. And the fact that you can hang a flat screen TV on it anywhere, and when people are in the basement, and again, Bingo loves the idea of a big man cave, that certainly takes any of the worries of where you're going to hang your TV and how you're going to have it for the entire basement out of it. The other part that really jumped off the page for me is it cannot be damaged by moisture and will not support mold or mildew growth. And I think that's got to be the key to this, because you're right. Why does everybody have a big dehumidifier in the basement running continuously, and they don't have that in any other room?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right on. You know, we even have a product that was made here in Wisconsin. It's called a Sanidry, and it is a dehumidifier on steroids. It is not a... not an inexpensive toy. It is a real deal, and it is an air cleaner at the same time. And that's all good, and it's great that we have it, but Bingo, you couldn't be more on target. Once you get mold into a basement, you've got to tear it out and start all over again. And you're going to put in what? The same material? Just doesn't make sense all the time. You know, guys, what I found is...
You see it all the time.
Go ahead, Bingo.
Yeah, I just said I see it all the time. People, like, you know, they call me up and say, hey, we got a mister, we got a problem here. We got some mold on the bottom of the drywall. I said, well, you got to remove it. Put something else. It doesn't work. They argue with you. No, they always seem to find some guy that just put drywall back on. And I hate it when they do it because it gives a trace of a bad name.
Yeah, history's going to repeat itself. Hey, Buck, I would assume, and before we get to a break, that with people staying and spending more time at home than they ever have, certainly in my lifetime, that not only are people talking to you about, you know, having a home office in the basement or putting in, you know, some kind of gym or a workout area in the basement, I would assume that people have talked to you about a wet bar as well, because, you know, people are spending more time at home and they can go from their office in the basement to the gym to the wet bar, I guess. Have you heard from people more than ever regarding an office in the basement or some kind of gym in their basement?
Absolutely. And by the way, just so Bingo knows, we can do a green man cave if you want for you, Bingo.
Kelly Green is Mike's favorite color, and he's having trouble finding someone that can do one in Kelly Green.
That's right, because I'm 100% Irish, Buck. Yeah, I want everything Kelly Green, but my wife says absolutely not on most of it. So
that's funny. Well, to answer your question, absolutely. You know, we do everything from dog washing stations to bathrooms down there. You know, we always say, hey, listen, bathrooms in a basement, one, you have humidity down there anyway from just the moisture, and now you're adding a bathroom down there to add more moisture. We do them all the time. There's no doubt about it. But can you walk up 9 sets of stairs? If you can walk up 9 sets of stairs, hey. But if you need the bathroom, we do them. Do we do wet bars? Absolutely. You know, a lot of people are doing dry bars down there because of the mere fact they can put them right up against a wall and they don't need the wet bar. But boy, I'll tell you what, we've had so many people go over to some of these stores and get some beautiful, beautiful bars and say, hey, Is it better to do it that way, or is it better to do it with all these kitchen cabinets? And you know what? It's really your preference. We help you design it, and hey, there's a lot of bars in. Yes, is the short answer. Mike.
Yeah, that's,
we do bars.
And I, this office idea has got to be, it just seems to me like people are going to be working from home either full-time or part-time for a long time. So I think that it's important. If you need more information, again, name of the company is Buck Buckley's Total Basement Finishing. They're located in Delafield. You can go to their website. A lot of information, really good information on this website. It's one word, Buck Buckley's Total Basement Finishing.com. Or you can give them a call. Any questions, 262-383-3917. 262-383-3917. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk a little bit about some questions that people had emailed me during the week when they found out that Buck was going to be on. And we're going to start with flooring in the basement, what he recommends flooring in your basement. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. I just heard our promo for the Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association show that comes on at 10 o'clock here on 105.7. And today we're going to be talking to coaches' wives about what it's like, you know, baseball coaches normally at the baseball field, you know, this time of year. Now they're at home. And so we're gonna catch you up with a bunch of wives throughout the state of Wisconsin, to let us know what it's like to have their husbands home the whole summer. And I can tell you, after talking to a few of them, it's going to be really interesting, because they're not so happy having some of these boys home. What they should be doing is fixing up their basement. And if they're listening now, I've got just the guy to do it. He is Buck Buckley. Again, Buck Buckley's Total Basement Finishing is where you're going to want to go. It's Buck Buckley's Total Basement Finishing.com is the website. Hey, Buck, a couple questions for you this segment. If somebody, I've got a friend of mine who heard you were coming on, and he said, hey, would you talk to him about this? Him and his wife lived in their home going on 30 years now, and they've done a few things in the basement, but not a ton, and they're thinking about possibly moving in a year or so. Would now be the time to have your company come out and take a look at some of the issues they may have in the home, until instead of waiting 6 or 7 months if there's some major issues before they try to sell their house?
I would always suggest that. You know, I think what you're asking is if they have some moisture issues.
Correct.
Correct on that?
Yep.
Absolutely. You know, again, I bring up the Sanidry, which is a dehumidifier on steroids. The air that you breathe in your basement, 50% of it hits your first floor because of a thing that you can look up online called the stack effect or the chimney effect. And by having the air in the basement dehumidified and cleaned through the Sanidry, you know, it makes the whole house a better environment to live in. Should they give us a call? Absolutely. Would we come out? Absolutely. All we care about is making sure that we take care of our customers the right way with WOW Service.
Boy, that's good. And if look, if you want to really get a feel for his company and how they go to business and what they feel about their clients, go to that website and take a look at it. Again, it's Buck Buckley, TotalBasementFinishing.com. Hey, Buck, when somebody talks to you about flooring in the basement, it seems to me like a lot of people have different ideas on what the best flooring that people should have in the basement if they're going to have a man cave or they're going to have their office down there, or, you know, they've got three kids and they just want space in the basement for their kids to be able to spend time down there. Is there a certain kind of flooring that you recommend?
Absolutely. I can tell you what I don't recommend right off the bat, which is wood and carpeting. You know, you have moisture coming through your cement floor, too. And as it gets in there, the last thing you want to do is spend $3, $4, $5, $6, $7 a square foot for a Berber or any kind of carpeting to have it thrown away on the chance that your basement does leak, or you start smelling that musty smell and you go, where is it? It's in your rug, you know. So we do suggest a mold, mildew, and moisture-resistant material, again, for not only the walls, but also for the floor, and we do carry that. Absolutely. We carry about six different, like, water-resistant flooring options for you. Yeah?
Boy, that's important. Hey, can you go to, you know, to a friend's open house? They've moved and they're now having friends over and go into the basement or even in the, you know, the first floor and just enjoy yourself without looking around going, boy, what were they thinking with that?
You already know the answer to that one.
there's no chance, is there?
No.
No, you're walking down just kind of shaking your head. Hey, I love asking people when they come on the show for the first time, with all the TV shows that my wife watches, from, you know, Love It to List It, or, you know, the shows where people are doing all the remodeling, do you think that those TV shows are good for our business or bad for it?
I think they're great for it. It gives any kind of education, you know, that's why we send out the free basement finishing science book. Mike, I think any home improvement project, the homeowners should go into it with their eyes wide open. Do they hurt sometimes? Yeah, sometimes people think it's really easy. they think construction. You know, I don't know if Bingo's still there online here, but I got to tell you something. They think move the bus, and, you know, how easy is it to put in a door? It's not as easy. So it could be a help.
Yeah, it could also be a help. Steph, I'm still here, and you're just talking about that. What about when someone, you know, people, you give a person a price on something, and you say, oh, I'm just going to do it myself, and then they call you back? It actually costs more.
And now they have all of those tools, Bingo, and what do they do with them?
Yeah. Right.
Hey, Buck, you know, just so you know, Bingo's talking about guys like me. That's who he's talking about right there. Because all of a sudden, I'm calling Zach and calling Bingo and calling Deb to find out where Zach or Bingo, where are they? I need their help, because there's been a couple of projects here at my house that I started and went, okay, what was I thinking? And then these guys came out. I can tell you that Bingo's always been very kind to me on that. Zach, on the other hand, he still rips me on a couple of the stuff that I've tried to start on my own, and I end up calling him in. And I normally will say, hey, don't tell your dad that I'm calling you on this. And about 10 minutes later, Bingo calls and says, so what'd you do now? So, yeah, those are the things that I try on my own that there's just no chance that I can get that done. Hey, I did get a text from a friend of mine who said, look, we're looking to put my office in the basement. We've got a lot of it done. I don't understand if I need an egress window down there or not. And how would I get more information on finding out if I need to have that or not? So, Buck, I'll go to you on this. If they're not going to have a bedroom in the basement, it's just going to be an office, and it's just more of an updated space than what they had. Do they need to include an egress window into this project?
Great question. The short answer is no. The longer answer or medium answer would be, if you're going to have a home office down there and you want a lot of light and you want to spend the money, and then go for it. We only use Rockwell window wells. And when it comes down to it, it's really for the light at that point and making sure that it doesn't look like a typical basement. You got to have the room outside. You know, you're digging out for an egress window. Is it a good place for just safety as far as if there is a fire? Yeah, the reason they have them so big is so firemen can get in and out, and you can get in and out. So when it comes down to an egress window, it's a lot of good money, but are they worth it? For the light alone, it would be worth it. Do you need it? The short answer is no, you do not need it.
Hey, last question before we get to our break. On your website, and again, that website, and I can't recommend it enough, because there's a lot of really good information, and some of the videos caught my attention, and I watched quite a few of them today. And when you hear Buck say from basement to beautiful, and then you go to the before and after in the photo gallery, you know exactly what he's talking about. And again, it's Buck Buckley's TotalBasementFinishing.com. They're located in Delafield, Wisconsin. One of the videos I watched was the advantage of finishing your basement versus adding an addition to your home. Do you guys get asked that question quite a bit? And there are people that are looking for additional space, not paying attention to the space that they have right below them that they could make into what they want?
Interesting. No, we do not get asked that question a lot. Most people cannot go north, south, east, or west, you know, going out of their home. They're really finding that they have some wonderful space downstairs in the basement. That's really the bottom line. And then when they realize with our basement finishing science book that it is a different environment, and they have to make sure that they go into it with their eyes wide open, they realize that it's not only less expensive per square foot than it is to put on an addition. An addition is, you're building a whole new house, or a portion of a house. Yeah.
Yeah, interesting. Let's get to a break. On this side of the break, I've got a number of questions that, and I appreciate friends of mine and the people I work with who either emailed me or text me some questions. We're not going to be able to get to all of them, but we will get to some of them in that last segment. He is Buck Buckley. His real name is Scott. His parents did not do that to him. They didn't name his first name Buck, but that's been his nickname for a long time. Buck Buckley, and you can go to Buck Buckley's Total Basement Finishing.com, or you can give them a call. They're located in Delafield. It's 262-383-3917. 262-383-3917. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host this week is Bingo Emmons. He's the owner of Creative Construction of Wisconsin. And our special guest, man, he's been a real good one. He is Buck Buckley from Buck Buckley's Total Basement Finishing. And, hey, Buck, I've got a friend of mine, Brian, who emailed me a number of questions, but we're going to get to a couple of them. And then I've got some other questions about being a Nary member I'd like to talk to you about in the short time that we have left. He had somebody, he's going to redo his basement before the end of the year. And he had a company come out, and he's going to have some a small amount of plumbing added into this project. And that company said, hey, you're going to need to find a plumbing company for that. So his questions for you was, do you guys have experience adding plumbing to the basement? Number two is, do you guys take care of the permits that need to be pulled for it? And number three, if he wanted to have something done by Christmas, is there still time to work with you guys?
Yes, yes, and yes.
There it is.
Yes, we have a master plumber and a master electrician. And if your fan club knows, that is really important. These guys go to school for 5, 6, 7 years, and every year they get requalified as master plumbers and or master electricians. So we have them both on and with us, and they've been, the same guys have been with us for all the years, which is really fantastic. We're kind of like a great family. We hunt together, we fish together. It's pretty cool. Permits, absolutely. We don't do anything without permits. These guys have their master's licenses, and we have the permits. And as far as Christmas goes, we can have it in by Thanksgiving.
There you go. So, Brian, if you're listening, you've got the information you need. If not, I will call you later with that. Hey, Buck, we were talking earlier in the week, and one of the things that we talked about, and Bingo's going to love this, you know, we talked about why it was important for you guys to be Nary members, to be part of that Nary Milwaukee family. And I thought you brought up some really good points regarding some of the reasons that being a part of Nary is important to you. And we talked about the whole ethics side of it as well. And if you could spend a few minutes here at the end of the show to give us an idea why it's really important for you to have your company part of that Nary family.
Oh my, that's a really great great point. It just is. We have an association out here of people that do it the right way the first time. And Nary has, you know, there's even on the website, the Nary website, a portion of why choose a Nary member. And if you go to it, they're going to have 8 points. Of why the code of ethics, in other words, the code of ethics with a Nary member is so, so important. And of course, listen, there's no doubt that I'm not going to, you can go there and actually put in Buck Buckley and you can get a hold of any contractor through that.
Sure.
But it just gets you right in. Listen, there's so many good stories out there of contractors, but there's a lot of bad stories too, and we all know them. Or we've all lived them, or we've heard of bad stories. To have a Nary member stamp of approval is a really big thing. I just opened up with the same WOW service, Klaus Roofing Systems by Buck Buckley, and we're really, really proud of that too. We're on both the Total Basement Finishing side and the Klaus Roofing by Buck Buckley side. We're probably about 3 weeks out We definitely have a fan club. And the reason we have a fan club is because of our WOW service, because of our ethics, because of our vision, mission, and values. So thanks for bringing that in. You really should visit the NARI website. It is an amazing website.
Yep, NARIMilwaukee.org. And if you go where it says consumer resources, you can find those 8 points, member code of ethics. And if you have, if you're a company that's not a NARI member, and you're starting to think, boy, we really should be part of that, I would go on that website. I would give the people at the NARI office a call. But take a look at the reasons that it's important. Hey, Bingo, I know you love when guys like Buck talk about the importance of being a NARI member.
Yeah, being NARI, just like you said, if you're thinking about becoming a NARI member, you want to take your company to the next level. I know, it's awesome being part of that group. And, you know, we do expert, you know, like you're like we were talking about how much pride you have in your work, how much pride, how much you love it. We don't do this for money. We love what we do. And we show off to each other. There's, you know, 600 members, and we want to make sure that every one of the members like me, because I work for a lot of contractors, and we do really exceptionally well work, and we care about what we do. And it's when you become a NARI member in a code of ethics, you move your company up a whole notch.
Hey, Bingo, I'm sorry to cut you off. I really appreciate it. Hey, Buck, thank you so much. Again, Buck Buckley's TotalBasementFinishing.com, from basement to beautiful. Buck, have a great weekend.
Thanks, sir.
You got it. Thanks for listening. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.